Welcome back to the program. Show me what you got. It is, and joining me on the program is a football player all the way from Melbourne, currently residing in Darwin and helping the Milne Aces football team break leaps and bounds, of course, ending a 36-year-old drought. Matthew Mifsud on the program joining us right now over the phone. How you doing, Matthew? What's going on?
Really well, thanks. Thanks for speaking to me today.
Absolutely, man. You're welcome. Take us into a journey of who you are, what you do, you know, your journey in football, you know, and what you do with your time right now.
Yeah, sure. So football's been a part of my life for a very long time. I'm 31 now, soon 32. I've been playing since I was 9 years old. So it takes up a lot of my time and a lot of my thoughts. And it's really great to be involved in the Darwin football community. Started off playing in Melbourne and played for a number of teams back there throughout juniors, and then went on to play in the state leagues. Started off as a goalkeeper and did that for 12 or so years, and got to play for represent Victoria in Canberra when I was 16. But then, decided that had enough of that and moved on to being an outfield player. Went on to play in the state leagues again as an outfield player, and then spent most of my senior time after kind of taking a bit of a step back at Melbourne University Soccer Club, which nicely complemented my studies at the university itself.
Right.
I graduated as a physiotherapist about 6 or 7 years ago. Worked as a physio for quite a number of years in both sports, but also in the hospital system in Melbourne. I now work for the Australian Government Department of Health, where I do a lot of public health initiatives for Indigenous Australians, particularly to do with mental health. So a bit of a change from physiotherapy, but in addition to my wife's job, brought me up to the territory where I've been linked in with Milne Aces, which has been a really great experience the last 2 years or so.
Amazing. And of course, it has definitely been a great experience. You guys came really close to ending that 36-year-old drought. You know, I talked to your coach, of course, about it, Daniel McCormick, and he told me about how glorious that moment was. But in 2019, you guys came so close to ending that drought, but unfortunately went down in the finals. Tell us about that experience, first of all.
Absolutely. Being in a grand final series or a final series at all is a new experience for me. In Melbourne, the football pyramid is really large. So the winner of the championship is the person who is the team that sits on top of the ladder at the end of the year. So the final series doesn't exist. So to come to the MT and have a single stadium where the whole territory, or Darwin's football league, congregates, has a semi-final and a grand finals, have been a really great experience. And particularly the crowd, we obviously have a pretty small population up here compared to other major capital cities,
right.
But even so, the on a day like the grand final, the atmosphere is amazing. Having, you know, a few hundred people, maybe 1,000 people in the stadium is amazing to play it. But in 2019, bit of disappointing time. I joined halfway through the year and worked my way into the team, which was really great. However, we didn't get across the line, losing in the grand final to Casarina. But 12 months later, we were really, really fortunate, as well as, you know, rewarding of our hard work to take the championship at the end of last year. A close one in the semi-final, going to a penalty shootout against Azuri, but I think the grand final, once we got there a second year, we weren't going to let it slip a second time.
Absolutely. And, man, you're no stranger to winning. You know, you've won 2 gold medals in the Australian University Games, playing in Melbourne, and, of course, played in the league over there, winning some silver medals as well, you know. But, I mean, ending at 36-year-old drought got to be special. Does that rank up there? And what was that experience like, you know, being able to finally end that drought?
Definitely. I think it's something Dan's going to have to find a new line this year, because whenever we needed motivation, he dug deep and reminded us that it had been a 36-year drought. The league up here has, you know, been dominated by a couple of other clubs throughout its history. It's good to have a community club like Milne Aces come out on top and break a drought. It's been great getting to know some of the history. I understand that our current president was in the last team who won 36 years ago, and at that time his dad was the president of the club. So keeping the life cycle of Mindelaces ticking over and, yeah, achieving something that hasn't been done for a very long time and for a community that really wanted it to happen. So it's really great being part of the club and not only being part of the senior leadership group and a player, but also coaching the under-10s. Like, it's really great for the community.
Nah, amazing. And, of course, tell us about probably one of the finest moments of your career. I know one time you were mistaken for your Japanese teammate. You know, tell us a little bit about that, first of all, if that wasn't the highlight of your career that was, you know, taken away from you. But tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'm glad to set the record straight here today.
Go ahead.
Finally get the credit that I deserve.
Right.
It's something that the team and myself, we often joke about. So it was in the final stages of the grand final. I think about 2 or 3 minutes left. Casuarina was pushing to get that equalizing goal.
Yeah.
They made a good play. We're moving up the field. Our goalkeeper was beaten, and I read the play well and got back to the goal line. It was just a striker and myself, and he had a shot, and I managed to kind of throw myself and clear the ball before it made it across the line. Got some congratulations from my team. Coach was really happy. It was not until I was interviewed after the game by the broadcasting team that said, you know, tell us about that amazing save at the end of the game by your teammate Taki Kudo. I was certainly in shock because I thought they were about to say, you know, great work,
right,
excellent play at the end of the game. But they said, tell us about how well Taki did to clear the ball. I later learned that the commentators who were based in Melbourne calling the game remotely mistook me, a 31-year-old Caucasian man, for my teammate, Taki, a 45-year-old Japanese man. So that'll be one that we'll talk about for a while and no doubt laugh about, but glad to set the record straight. And, you know, the bottom line is that clearance helped us get across the line, so that's all that matters in the end.
Absolutely, man. All credit to you, man. You better get that. That's one for the ages. But tell us about this season, man. Preseason starts on Sunday. What's going on? What's the goal for this season?
Obviously, the goal is to go back-to-back,
yeah.
And it's not going to be easy. We were the hunter, and now we're the hunted.
Right.
It's not going to be easy. We're a club that works to foster a really good spirit within the team. The players don't get paid at our club. We do it for the love of the game. So, you know, firstly, we've lost a couple of players to better opportunities interstate, and, you know, we can't be happier for them that us winning maybe put them on the national stage and they can go on to bigger and better things, particularly our former star winger, Charles Eriku. He's off to New South Wales this year. We've also lost a couple of players to other clubs this year, but we've had a few kick arounds and we've got a few new players, both from interstate and from other clubs ourselves. So, look, it's early days. The preseason officially starts this Sunday, and we're looking forward to just getting back out there, pushing ourselves, getting fit and ready for the start of the season. We're always one of the fitter teams. We've got a strong strength and conditioning program that'll lead us into the start of the year, and hopefully that'll lead us to some early success and take us throughout the year to some good final success as well.
Beautiful. And now, of course, before we let you go, this is on to our 30-second goldmine segment, you know, where you got 30 seconds to give us the best advice you can give to a younger you or an older you, or to just anyone out there. Come on, hit me with what you got.
I think the advice that given the level that we're playing at and the journey along the way, you know, I've been playing since I was 9 years old, is just enjoying that journey. There's obviously lots of ups and downs along the way. Even in the small, you know, microcosm of last year, it was a year where it started off difficult. You know, I broke my foot, COVID happened, we had a bit of time off and came back. And within the season, once it was up and going, we had some real strong parts, you know, won six of our first six, and then a real dip throughout the season, losing a few in a row, but then taking it in the end. It's just enjoying that journey, remembering the moments along the way, like so many laughs, so many high points, scoring goals and achieving team goals. So it's about, for me, at the level that we're playing, it's about representing your community and enjoying the points throughout the season, being good, bad, or otherwise.
Taking the journey and remember the moments. Incredible words from Matthew Mifsud right there, star player of the Mindil Aces. Thank you for coming on the program, man.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been really great.
Matthew Mifsud there, star player of the Mindil Aces football team here in Darwin, helping end that 36-year-old drought. Now, for more on that chat and lots of many more interesting interviews, be sure to jump onto territoryfm.com/podcast and any of the major podcast platforms and listen to those interesting stories.